This is De Bello Gallico, chapter 40, book 5, chapter 40. So start with literae mituntur ad caesarem confestum. So letters are immediately sent to Caesar ab Cicerone by Cicero, magnis propositis primiis, with large rewards having been offered, si per tulisit, if they had delivered the letters. Omnibus viis obsessis, all the roads having been occupied, missi intercipiuntur, those men sent, missi, are caught, noctu by night, ex materia from the lumber, quam munitionis causa comporta erat, which they had conveyed for the sake of sort of fortification, tures excitantur, towers are constructed ad modum quintum viginti, to the number of 120, incredibly celeritate, with unbelievable speed. Quae, and those things which de esse seemed to be lacking, that's the de esse videbantur, which seemed to be lacking, operi, for the work of the fortification, perficiuntur, they finish. Okay, so repeating those first five lines. So letters are immediately sent to Caesar by Cicero, with large rewards having been offered if they had delivered the letters. With all the roads having been occupied, those men sent or caught by night, to the number of 120 towers are constructed from the lumber which they had conveyed for the sake of the fortification, with unbelievable speed. And those things which seem to be lacking for the work, they finish, they complete. All right, so this first part, you know, this is significant here, this portion here. Did Sabinus and Cotus send messages to Caesar? And how does Caesar kind of represent the dedicated efficiency of Cicero's troops and kind of the effectiveness of his command? All right, so moving on. Hostes postero die, the enemies on the following day, multo maioribus coactis copiis, with much greater forces having been gathered, castra opugnat, attack the camp, falsum complaint, and fill the trench. Eadem ratione, according to the same strategy, quae pretii, as on the previous day, ab nostris res sistitur, it's resisted by our men, so basically our men beat back that attack. Hoc idem, the same thing, fit happens, reliquis de incepts diebus, on the remaining days afterwards. Nulla pars nocturni temporis, no part of the nighttime, ad laborem intermittitur, is omitted for work. Non agris, non vulneratis facultas quietis datur, so opportunity for rest is not given to the sick, not to the wounded. All right, so repeating those lines again. The following day, the enemy, having collected far greater forces, attack the camp and fill up the ditch. According to the same strategy as on the previous day, it's resisted by our men. The same thing happens afterward on the remaining days. No part of the night time is omitted for work, and opportunity for rest is not given to the sick or to the wounded. Okay, so in this part, you've got kind of Caesar conveying exactly how serious this attack is, and he's really talking about how hard the men are working to defend the camp. All right, moving on. Quaecumque, whatever things, opus sunt, are required or necessary, ad proximi diei opugnationem, for the next day's attack, Noctu comparantur are prepared by night. Multi sudes pri ustai. Let's see. Many steaks burned at the end. And magnus numerus muralium pilorum, a large number of wall pikes. Instituitur is organized, is procured. Tures contablantur, the towers are built up. Penae loricaeque ex cratibus attexuntur. The pinnacles, meaning the battlements and the defense works, the parapets, are woven from wicker work. They're formed of interwoven hurdles, basically. Ipse Cicero, Cicero himself, cum tenuissima valetudine esset, since he was of very delicate health, nocturnum quidem sibi tempus ad quietam relinquebat. Not even the nighttime was leaving time for rest for himself. Ut, with the result that that cogoretur he was compared sibi parcere to spare himself by the concursum militum ac vocibus, so by the assembly and voices of the soldiers. So they're pleading with him, you know, you're our leader, you're very sick, you need to take care of yourself so you're still there for us. All right, so whatever things are necessary for the next day's attack are prepared by night. Many stakes burned at the inn, a large number of wall pikes are procured, towers are built up, battlements and defense works are woven from wicker work. Cicero himself, you could say because, I think you could also say although he was in very weak health, was not leaving nighttime for himself for rest, so that he was forced to spare himself by the assembly and voices of his soldiers. All right, so Cicero here is being portrayed as being very dedicated to the task of defending the camp. And you got to think, you know, with his soldiers begging him basically to rest, you know, what sort of relationship do you think Cicero had with his soldiers? I think obviously they have to respect him very much and really need him as their leader. So that is chapter 40.